from St. Joseph Bishop LeBlanc High School. It's the LeBlanc Holiday Tournament semifinal game between your Chillicothe Hornets and the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. Chillicothe dressed in their visitor black uniforms, red numerals, red and white trim, while Mid-Buchanan in their white uniforms, green numerals, red, green, and black trim. Chillicothe playing the goal to the right. Mid-Buchanan the goal to the left of your radio dial. Several friendly Mid-Buchanan fans are in front of me. Hornet fans on the far side. Tip controlled by Mid-Buchanan. They set it up. Braden Kemper will work it over in the corner to Michael. Up top, Molden, top of the key. Snyder has him in man-to-man coverage. Left wing to Skaggs. Want to try and keep Skaggs out of that transition game he's so good at. Working it around the perimeter. Good patience. Braden Kemper, top of the circle. Hayward shags off him a little bit on defense. Right side now to Skaggs. Tries to get a step on Morris. Help side defense there from Lamp or from McKitty, but someone got a whistle on Chillicothe, and on the shot it'll be Austin Skaggs. At the free throw line, a miss two, the foul was on. It is the first one on Austin Morris. And Skaggs makes the first one. Similar start to the game as Plattsburgh, except Skaggs makes both of them. 2-0, two free throws. Chillicothe's first possession now. McKitty walks it across the timeline, goes to Hayward, circle left. Hayward holds it overhead up top to Morris. Man-to-man defense being played by Mid-Buchanan. McKitty, baseline right. Lamp thinks about a baseline tray. Turns it down. They go around the horn now to McKitty, circle left. McKitty, Hayward, three ball, halfway down, back out. Ricochets back to his hands. That one doesn't fall from two. Two looks at the bucket, no points for Hayward. And here comes the rebound and the Mid-Buchanan Dragon team. Michael gives it out right wing. Kemper throws a head fake, goes right wing to Skaggs. Or check it, that's Michael. Up top to Kemper. They play pitch and catch over on the right side. Lobs it into Skaggs, kicks it back out. Snyder's defending Skaggs on the low post now. Pivoting, Kemper can't get a good look at the bucket. Gets it to Skaggs. Skaggs puts it up. And a walking call on Mr. Skaggs. Austin Skaggs, the 6'3 senior go-to player. 6:26 and counting, first period. Two free throws is the only score. 2-0 Mid-Buchanan. Chillicothe works their offense. Mason Hayward running one-hander. Didn't get it to fall, and not too good a shooting just yet for Chillicothe. Hayward's taken three shots. Have yet to make any of them. I'm sure that's going to correct itself in short order. Jacob Michael goes cross-court to Molden. Over right side now to Skaggs. Turns down the three-point play up top to Molden. So between the 16 filmers in front of me here, it's almost hard to see the Mid-Buchanan end of the floor. Kemper dances over to the right side. Up top to Michael. Mid-Buchanan, I think, as a team, had just three trays in their opening round victory. Drove underneath the bucket. Skaggs couldn't get it to fall. Got his own rebound. And this Skaggs is a very impressive player. And now another foul on Chillicothe. Hornets having their hands full trying to defend the low post. He's a 6'3", similar build to Austin Morris, but he's got some mad skills. Foul is on Nate McKitty. McKitty and Morris each with one. In the act of shooting, first one no good. 5:34 left to play, first period. Second free throw also no good. Morris with an easy rebound. Skaggs 2-for-4 now for the only points of the game for either team. At the free throw line, Cade Snyder can't connect from the left wing tray. And there's that transition game quickly down court. They give it to Skaggs. Skaggs pivots, shoots, drops it in. That's the transition game that Chillicothe's going to have to watch out for. And they just need to get the ball through the hoop. Very cold start for the Hornets right now. 4-0, 5:07 left to play in the first quarter. Mid-Buchanan with a lead. They get it into Snyder. Snyder powers it up, draws the foul, goes to the line. That's going to be on Chase Gilbert, the 5'11 junior. First foul on Mid-Buchanan. Snyder goes to the line looking for Chillicothe's first points. 4-0 your score. 4:59 left to play in the first quarter. Snyder at the line. First one is in. Cade is a about a 66% free throw shooter for the season, unofficially. Walker Graves checks in for Austin Morse. And Snyder, picture perfect on two free throws. He's got the lead in half, 4-2. 4:56 left to play, first quarter. Mid-Buchanan with a lead. Braden Kemper works it up top to Molden. Underneath to Kemper. Bounces off the rim. Oh, nice rebound by Nate McKitty. I said Kemper. It's Kemp. K-E-M-P-F. Apologies to the Kemp family. Stolen by Mid-Buchanan. They're working on the baseline. Nothing on the low post. Pass stolen by Brandon Lamp. Lamp then got a little out of control and had the ball stolen back by Jacob Michael. Here comes Mid-Buchanan again. Left wing, Kemp. Traveling is the call. I'm sorry, it is Kemper. Kemper. I don't know where I came up with Kemp from. So a traveling call on Mid-Buchanan. Still 4-2. Chillicothe, two free throws from Cade Snyder. Mid-Buck has a bucket and two free throws from Austin Skaggs. A bundle of uninteresting happenings so far in this first quarter. Cade Snyder up top, Brandon Lamp. Over to Hayward, left wing, turns down to Trey, kicks it out. Cade Snyder, right wing, pulls up free throw line up top. McKitty wants to dribble drive, spins, has to kick it out to Snyder. Snyder pulls up, 10-foot jumper off the rim, doesn't get it to fall. Chillicothe ice cold in the shooting department. Left wing, Jackson Rumpf, who's checked in. Left wing Trey, not there for Kemper, for Mid-Buck. Rumpf is a 5'11 junior. I knew one of these players had a PH in their name. That's it, Jackson Rumpf. Chillicothe lost the rebound out of bounds. Cody Evans has checked in for Chillicothe now. And Hayward has a breather. Inbounds pass results in a whistle. Thinking they call Walker Graves, maybe. Walker Graves got a little rambunctious there. His first foul. Well, inbound it again. Low post left, third team foul. And now we got a whistle on Mid-Buchanan, an illegal pick. Kirshner, number 11, who's checked in, a 5'11 junior. Chillicothe looks to set up the defense. Nate McKitty goes cross court. Three ball for Snyder. Still can't get that rascal to fall. Chillicothe has still not made a field goal. They're down by just two. Chillicothe tried to sell a charge. Didn't work. Evans with the steal. Cody Evans then has his pocket picked, but Rumpf ran out of lumber before he could control it. Starters check back in. Chase Gilbert, Garrett Molden. Return into the starting lineup for Mid-Buchanan. Chillicothe's ball, low post right. They give it inside to Snyder. There's that quick hitter inbounds play, and Snyder finally has a field goal for Chillicothe, and we're tied it up four apiece. Play a little bit tough defense again. Posting up, nice post up, couldn't get it to fall. Battling for the rebound, lost out of bounds, and the official's not sure who. He's yet to signal. They're going to call it out of bounds off of Chillicothe. Think that was a good call. They inbound it right wing to Molden. Molden drives inside, reverse layup, not there. Brandon Lamp with a rebound. And Lamp will bring it across himself. Right side to Evans. Graves, McKitty, Snyder, the rest of the team on the floor. Lamp up top. McKitty looks off a tray. Traveling call. Took a step before he started the dribble after looking off the tray. Four apiece, each team has made a bucket. And two free throws, Snyder for Chillicothe, Skaggs for Mid-Buchanan. And that has been the bulk of the excitement here. Three team fouls on Chillicothe, two team fouls on Mid-Buchanan. Mid-Buck across the timeline, Gilbert holding it over his head in the corner. Starts the dribble now between the circles. Goes over right wing to Kemper. Dish inside, oh, wide open inside was Kirshner, but someone for Chillicothe knocked it loose and out of bounds. It will be Austin Sharp into the ball game now, and Snyder sets down. So you have Graves, Lamp, Sharp, Evans, and McKitty for Chillicothe. They lob it into Molden for Mid-Buchanan, hands it back to Kemper. Braden Kemper across court now to Gilbert. Here starts. Boom, three-pointer. Kemper with three. It's a three-point lead now. Can Sharp answer? No. Off the rim. Rebound. Walker Graves in position. Puts it up and in. Big Walker Graves for two. After Sharp missed the tray. Referees with the whistle. As soon as Mid-Buchanan crosses the line, which Chillicothe player is this on away from the basketball? Pushing off is the call. Michael and Skaggs check in along with Colin Wyatt, a 5'9 freshman. Foul is the first one on Cody Evans, fourth team foul, 7-6. Mid-Buck with a one-point lead in the ball with a minute 36 left to play in a lackluster first quarter. Right wing, Molden. Drives inside, reverse layup, didn't get it to fall. Rebound tipped around, who wants it? Finally controlled up top by Michael. Baseline right, Molden gives it inside, gets it back on the wing. Cross court to Michael, right side, or check it, that's Skaggs. Baseline drive, and a 10-foot jumper not there for Michael. Gets his own rebound. Chillicothe giving up some boards they could easily have here. And there's a Sharp poke the pass loose, and Morris comes up with the basketball after Sharp poked it loose. Under a minute to play now, 7-6. First quarter winding down. McKitty just holding it. Mid-Buchanan letting him. And they'll milk down about another 30 seconds unless they come up and contest him. Come up and contest him a little bit. Michael applies a little pressure on McKitty. McKitty circles around the back 40. Keeps the dribble alive. And the center circle. Advances to the bucket, dumps it off to Evans. Back up top with 22 play, usually comes with about 10. McKitty between the circles. 13, 12, 11. Here comes the play with 10. Sharp. Give it up top, Evans. Pick wasn't there. Kicks it over to Lamp. Baseline tray. Boom! Yes, yes, yes! Brandon Lamp hits the three ball with 2 seconds left. Half-court shot off the backboard. No good for Wyatt. So Lamp's three ball gives Chillicothe the lead, 9-7 at the end of the first quarter. This is Chillicothe basketball on KCHI.